Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series.
My guest today is Mark Wren, founder and CEO of Agentris. Mark has 26 years of EDA and AI R&D experience spanning IBM research and NVIDIA research, driving design automation innovations that power modern chip design. He received the IBM Corporate Award for contributions to the design closure for high-performance microprocessors. At NVIDIA, he helped establish the company as a world leader for AI for chip design and GPU accelerated EDA. Mark has spearheaded the modern GPU accelerated EDA movement, driving adoption of deep learning frameworks to unlock performance and scalability for EDA workloads. He also led the first industrial LLM for chip design effort, Chip Nemo. Welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Hi, Dan. Good to be here.
Mark, you have an impressive background. What drew you to semiconductors and what ultimately led you to start Agentris?
That's a great question. I actually developed my interest in computers since early childhood. I learned to program in BASIC on an Apple II at 9 years old. It was a rare opportunity actually for kids in a second tier city in China in the 80s. So later on, my parents bought me a local manufactured computer. It's called a learning PC. And it comes with an architectural design book. And I found myself interested in reading that book and understand how the computer was built, which actually led me into a electrical engineering major in college instead of, you know, just a CS major for college. And this continued interest in hardware also leads me to start my career in IBM doing chip design rather than, you know, with the software on an internet company. So in the meantime, I was also fascinated about AI during my college years when I work on computer vision driven robotics in my undergrad thesis. And my friend and I also did an autonomous driving system design project to participate in a contest using TIs like DSPs at that time. So these are really, you know, where I'm coming from. What makes me think about to do a startup in the space is like last year, I saw three things, right, that lead me to start this kind of startup. The first thing is, we saw agent can significantly outperform model itself and reach like near human capabilities. We have a research work called the Verilog Coder that can actually solve 94% of the RTL design problems in the Verilog Eval benchmark, while the best AI model itself can only achieve at that time like 60%. That's a big jump with agents. It's nearly production level for that problem. Then the second thing we saw is the wide and fast adoption of coding agents. It only took a couple of months, coding agent cursor, right, to be adopted company-wide inside NVIDIA. So the third thing we saw is the self-improving loop, right? It's actually working. We had a research where we let LLM to evolve SAP solver. We took the 2024 competition winner, SAT competition winners, solvers, and let the AI to evolve its algorithm and its code. And in 1 month, it's able to create a solver that beats the competition winners of the SAT solver competitions in 2025 by a large margin. So it took 1 month for AI to improve the solvers that much, much better than, you know, all the experts in the world can do in 1 year. So we saw this as all this as signals that AI can now make significant production impact and change how chip is going to be designed. And I believe I have the unique background in both EDA and AI to make impact beyond our research. And that prompted me to start a company.
Oh, that's interesting. So I saw you at DAC. Your booth was, the Agentris booth was just packed with people. So I spoke with you there. But I also saw you at the recent Hot Chips conference at Stanford. You guys exhibited, and we'll get into the unusual way you engaged to attendees this year. It's something I'd never seen before. But first, I remember you presented at Hot Chips 2 years ago while you were at NVIDIA. What was that experience like? How did that work help shape Agentris?
Yeah, 2 years ago, I was invited to give tutorials at the Hot Chip. We actually did two tutorials. The first one is on AI for chip design in general. and the other is specifically on agentic AI for chip design. Yeah, it's actually 2 years ago. We are already talking about agentic AI for chip design. And these presentations were an opportunity for us to share what we learned from applied AI across the real chip design problems at NVIDIA. And the central lesson was that the previous machine learning or AI for chip design work, the scope is quite narrowed, and they are relatively difficult to set up, right? But with the generative AI, right, especially with its coding and the reasoning capabilities, it becomes general purpose and applicable to a broader range of chip engineering design problems. And we characterize those problems as coding, know-how assistance, analysis, debug, and optimization. These are like general problems for many design problems, front-end, back-end, you name it. So I think 2 years ago, it was still early for the audience, actually, to talk about agentic AI, because the model capabilities was still not production ready, right, for chip design. And that is why I did not get to start my own company 2 years ago, right? Which I, on the reflect right now, I probably should. But I think looking back, right, the main lesson is that the speed of AI improvement exceed my wildest expectations. And building production quality AI is still what really matters. So I think it furthers my conviction that what agentic is doing now is the right thing for the future.
Interesting. So what was your biggest takeaway from Hot Chips this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. In my perspective, I think OpenAI's jalapeno presentation made a very strong impression on me. The team described completing RTL execution to tape out in roughly 9 months, and delivered a 700 watt inference chip optimized for its workload and have a really good performance comparable to other big vendors. And I think the deep lesson was not simply like AI writing RTL, it's actually the speed of the full loop, right? So they were able to build a loop that started from workload simulation, workload definition, and then cycle accurate simulation, and RTL generation, verification, physical design, everything in the loop, and they can feedback from the later stage to the early stage. And that kind of cross-boundary loop, right, makes the later stage change, as well as performance optimization possible, right? They claimed to be able to change their design at the last moments when they have to freeze the RTL and be able to save area by like 10%. That's huge. So I call this kind of workflow, AI-based workflow, loop engineering, right? So this is actually widely used today in software, right? But hardware, we're getting to it. So I think in chip design, the real advantage really comes from the engineering this loop, right? And it has an objective, it has a measurable numbers. So you need a harness to connect everything so they can run smoothly and you can monitor the progress. And the shorter, the more reliable this loop becomes, the faster the entire design organization can learn. So our own hot chip demonstration, right, actually apply the same principle, right, to a RISC-V out-of-order chip. It's called the Xiangsan from the open source domain. And we create a loop. And this loop will perform workload analysis and design space exploration, RTL generation, as well as RTL optimization, and then design verification, synthesis, physical design, right? The whole loop to GDS. And in 8 hours, right, the flow actually execute the entire loop multiple times and is able to reduce the power by 28%, improve the performance by 40% and reduce area by 10% relatively to the original baseline. So it's basically a small scale flow what the OpenAI did, right? And our mission is to make this kind of capability, right, to make it not just to be a achievement inside a frontier AI lab, but as a commercial system that every chip design company can deploy on its own environment, right, with its own tools and knowledge and engineering judgment. We also, on the hot chip, we did not just want to show this pre-built demo, right? We actually invited the attendees to people who will come to our booth to bring us a real design challenge And we use our product, it's called Agentry Studio, to build a working multi-agent systems for those challenges during the conference.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a company approach an event quite that way. So you took real design problems from visitors at the show and developed solutions right there in your booth. That's quite brave. You clearly have significant confidence in your technology. What kind of challenges were presented to you at the show?
Yeah. For example, one attendee asked us to create a multi-agent workflow for 40 gigabytes per second chip-to-chip link using the Interlaken protocol, right, across two SerDes lengths. And another attendee asked us to build a process in-memory engine integrated with PyTorch. So basically, the first one moved from like protocol research through RTL and sign-off. The other moved from like AI workload and performance modeling down to a memory system integration. So both requires agent to work across its traditional engineering boundaries.
Okay, so how did the agents approach those problems and what results were you able to show? I mean, I saw you doing this at the show. It was quite impressive.
Yeah, for the first project, the Interlaken Link, our system is able to build a working multi-agent system on the spot. It has 44 agents and 26 tools, and it produces a complete design from protocol research, creating the reference model, generate RTL, verifying, and physical design, right? And it passed with zero errors and all the smoke test. And it's running open source EDA tools, such as the Verilator, uses open and OpenSDA. Yeah. And for the processing memory engine, we actually built two flows, right? We got two answers from two independent paths. We have a fast analysis pass that basically project about 2x end-to-end performance for the GPT-2 and the Llama product models, and 2.5x during decode, but not too much benefit for BERT model, right? Which is the correct answer because the BERT is a computer bound, not a memory bound. Then another pass we did is they take a real cycle accuracy simulator, was actually built on the fly. And then we run and we measure about 2.3x performance on the memory bound workload. It's two different paths, but pretty much the same answer. So it kind of verify the analysis are correct for this problem. And I think the system, right, is not just to produce some design, but also get some answers. I think that's where the attendees really like to see how quickly a broader request, right, become a workflow that they can actually run and check.
Well, that's amazing. Great conversation, Mark. So how can listeners learn more about Agentris?
Yeah, we have a website, agentris.ai. And, you know, I think you can find a lot of information about our product, Agentris Studio. And you can book a demo on the website directly. We're also going to have a webinar with SemiWiki, thanks, Dan, on September 15th. And where we're going to show the audience how to build multi-agent systems to go from design specifications to GDS in 30 minutes. And we'd like to also hear about the difficult workflows your design teams wants to improve.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So thank you, Mark. And I'm looking forward to having you back for updates on your progress. This is a very exciting time. And I tell you, Agentris is one of the most exciting companies that I've seen today.
Oh, thank you so much, man. It would be my pleasure. Yeah.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day. Thank you.